to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I've got a wonderful and fascinating guest on, Miss Daphna Technovi, and she is here, and she's talking about, you know, what I think is just an untold story that is just expanding, and yet we don't have any concept at all, any clue at all about the advancement of technology and the improvements that it's had in our lives, and the fact that, you know, wherever we go, we're able to connect with our loved ones and people from all over the world. Make no mistake about it, the invention of the cell phone and what it does to our lives, and the technology with these iPads and all of those things really are a great advancement in our lives. But what we don't know about them is the damage that it is doing to us. And so we never hear conversations about it, not where people can garner that information themselves. You know, maybe the conversations are going on, you know, in dark rooms, but not over these airwaves or on the television station. So that's why it's so important to have people like my guest, Ms. Daphna Technovi, on the line to help us at least ask the questions. You don't have to believe what you are hearing, but there is a website. And what is your website?
My website is wearetheevidence.org, but there's actually a lot of websites out there with even more information. I suggest for people to go to Physicians for Safe Technology, which is an organization of doctors and scientists who want to educate the public about the harms of this technology, and there are wonderful resources there. Another good website for information, it's called the bioinitiative.org, which is the most extensive review of the science on this issue by the 30 leading scientists from around the world, those are not who are not paid by industry. And they reviewed thousands of studies, and they, you know, the conclusion, this technology causes harm within seconds of exposure. And you can see all the studies there, all the reviews. You know, the public has been told that the majority of studies show no effect. That is false. And they actually show that the overwhelming majority of studies show that this technology is extremely harmful. So the bioinitiative.org and Physicians for Safe Technology are a fantastic website for people to get educated about the harms. Also, I recommend people to go to the Children's Health Defense website, to our page about the case that we won, the historic case we won against the FCC. Children's Health Defense, just do guideline case, and you will get all the information, including links to the 11,000 pages of evidence that we filed against the FCC with the court. And you also can read the court decision in which it says that the fact that the FCC is telling the public that there's no evidence of harm is essentially false.
So none of this could happen without the blessings of politricksters. I mean, you know, the people who have created all of this have been given the blessings of elected officials on the federal level, Congress and Senate, because they could have stopped this. They could have exposed this if they chose not to. So what happens? Have you had dialogue and conversations with federal officials?
Well, I spend a lot of time in D.C. You know, there's right now 463 lobbyists for the wireless industry in Congress every day. And they spent about $1 billion a year lobbying in D.C., and this is just the declared money. As we know, there's a lot of behind the scenes. So they essentially control Congress. And when it comes to this issue, it's not a partisan issue. It's not Democrat or Republican. When it comes to these issues, all of them are being paid by the wireless industry, and all of them write the bills that the wireless industry is telling them, and all of them have been promoted this technology and allowed the FCC to have unlimited powers. And have no doubt, the FCC is a captured agency. There is a report that was published in 2015 by Harvard University Law School Ethics Department, calling FCC a captured agency. How the FCC that is supposed to regulate the telecommunication industry is literally controlled by it. And I recommend anyone and everyone that have a doubt to go and read that report. And this is really how, between the lobbying in Congress and controlling the FCC, basically all regulatory bodies, this is how the wireless industry have been controlling the discussion on this issue, controlling the laws, and taking all our rights to fight and object this technology, and even to hear the truth about this technology. And it doesn't end there. There's also, you know, the media issue. I mean, our case that we won against the FCC, it's equal to the case where Attorney General won against the tobacco industry, is as big, but you didn't hear about it. And the reason you didn't hear about it is because the media in the United States is owned, not only controlled, is owned by the telecommunication industry. AT&T owns CNN and Time Warner. Verizon owns Yahoo, AOL, and other media. Comcast owns MSNBC. Jeff Bezos, who's heavily invested, Amazon, who's heavily invested in 5G and wireless technology, owns the Washington Post. Carlos Slim, a huge entrepreneur, one of the richest people in the world, owns the New York Times, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can go through all the media. Right. So basically the public, the industry control the government, the FCC, the FDA, it control Congress, it control the media. There's really no way for the public anymore to get the truth. Our only avenue is really social media. But even in social media, we have been blocked. And because, again, Facebook, very heavy investment in 5G technology. Google, same thing. So the public is being prevented from hearing the truth. And this is, again, thanks for your show, Earl. This is how the public, the only way the public can get informed is by, you know, courageous journalists who actually are starting to speak about this issue.
You know, we haven't even begun to scratch the surface, and so I'm going to extend the invitation to you again. I'm going to call you after the show, and we're going to set up some more dialogue and more conversation, because I know what you are saying is true, and I know what I experience, and I do know that there's something that's not right. And many Americans feel the same way. But we as Americans feel like there's not much we can do. That's why when you hear people say we the people out of government, I shake my head and,
No, you're not.
No, it's easy to say that, but money is the root of the evil of this nation and the evil of this world. Yeah. And so people don't matter. We're expendable. Mm-hmm. And so nobody's going to interfere with trillions of dollars, because Earl may wind up with a brain tumor and die. It's no big deal. He's expendable, like all of us are. And that's the root of where we are. So I want to thank you. I'll be reaching out to you again this afternoon once this show is over. And we're going to make sure we bring you on again and again and again. And we're going to make sure that during my show, you have a major part in it. Thank you very much for doing the research. Thank you very much for the time. We've got to go for now, but I'll talk to you real soon. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back with Mr. Steve O'Connell.